So, Andrea, we've got our work cut out.
Hmm?
I've looked through last year's report and the advertising plan, but you're going to have to tell me how it all went down in practice. Was it successful?
Well, I've got last year's sales figures here, I think, from Kevin. Yes, here we are. You see, on the whole, sales were significantly up by as much as 17% on some ranges.
Pretty good. And that was through a mixture of press and billboard campaigns in the main, yes? No radio, no TV advertising?
No, I don't think we ever considered those, at least not last year. You'll have to check with Maria, though.
Okay.
I suppose apart from the press and billboards, the main element in our success is Kevin's sales team. He's got 35 reps under him, and they cover the whole of our sales area very well and very thoroughly. They know their customers well and are extremely good at getting repeat orders.
Yes, but that doesn't help us with a new product, does it?
Well, no. But it gives Kevin's team a head start in getting their trust to go with a whole new range.
Hmm.
They know that what we sell them is good quality at a fair price, and so would be pretty well disposed to take on a new range from us.
Yeah, true.
When they might be more reluctant to take the same sort of thing from a bigger, more faceless supplier. Do you see what I mean?
Yes, that makes a great deal of sense. We need to capitalize on all our strengths and assets, and that's certainly one. I do think we ought to be thinking more widely, though, more out of the box. I know we've never done TV or radio advertising before, but it may just be the time to change that.
Hi, Nellie. Have you got a moment?
Sure, Maria. We were just talking about the possibility of maybe doing some TV or radio advertising to help launch the new range.
Ah.
What do you think?
Well, I don't think the budget we've got would allow us to do much TV advertising. Even with the level of finance the chairman has sanctioned. But radio advertising is a distinct possibility. It could back up our press and billboard campaigns, and if we do get the tie-in with Supercore, we could link it into their campaigns as well. They advertise pretty heavily on national and local radio here.
Well, okay then. We need to think of some sort of brief we can give the advertising people. What sort of things to home in on and what we want to get out of the advertising campaign. Oh, apart from sales, of course.
yes, brand awareness being one, of course. Okay, I'll get on to our usual agency. I think they've got pretty good contacts with some radio commercials production companies. And, of course, they can give us suggestions as to how we can tie those in to the press and poster campaigns.
Oh.
And don't forget my husband works for Thistle TV.
Oh.
He might be useful.
But he's in the news department, isn't he?
Yes, he's one of the OB cameramen for their Children's News Roundup program. But he's got a lot of contacts in the company.
Well, thanks, Andrea, but that's not really in the advertising area we're interested in at the moment, is it?
Okay, just a thought.
So, Nelly, let's see if we can come up with some ideas to push this new line, shall we?
Yeah.
Something that's going to get the public interest and get the brand of Country Crumbles firmly in their mind.
Yeah.